Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning a request at callback from customer support.
Okay. Let me get around here and get my paperwork. All right. My name is Ruth Kelly, and I showed up with a $68.89 coming out of my account, and it was for General fireplace, something, the lap, whatever. And I didn't buy nothing or nothing from that place. So I need to see about getting my money back.
Understand. I'm happy to take a look, see what I can find. What is your name and zip code to search?
It's Ruth Kelly. And what was the other thing you needed?
Your zip code.
88061.
And when was this billing?
Pardon?
What date was the charge?
Oh, the 5th. November the 5th.
You said your zip code is 88061.
Yes, ma'am.
Hadn't pulled you.
Well, it was pending on the 5th. I think it finally come out of there yesterday or the day, yesterday, I guess. But it
What
was
was
pending on the 5th.
the amount?
Pardon?
What was the billed amount?
The date of what?
What was the charge amount?
68.89. And I'm on Social Security. I can't afford something like that coming out that I don't know what it is or.
Should I be looking for any other name? I'm not seeing you here.
No, ma'am, it'd be Ruth E. Kelly.
I don't see this name. Let me see
Well,
one thing.
it sure come out of my account.
I'm not saying
But
you weren't
see,
charged.
I check it every day to make sure this doesn't happen, because I've had it happen before where, things have come out that I don't know anything about. So I keep an eye on it every day to see when it comes out. And I found it Friday, and then we didn't call. My daughter tried to call yesterday and was on hold for hours.
I've ran the name of Ruth Kelly. It doesn't pull any results. With that billed amount or anything recent, what was the last four numbers of the card you were billed against?
Oh, let's see, the last digits,
Yeah, the last
one
four.
oh eight six, 1086.
Thank you, and we're looking for a billed amount of, you said how much?
$68.89.
Where did you find our phone number?
On the where, see, I'm on Direct Express, and so when I go, that's where my checks go. And so when I went in, I saw that it was sitting there, and I couldn't figure out what it was, so I pushed the button, and it goes in, and it gives me your phone number, and then I think it says Virginia, United States, but it said General Fireplace, the lat. So I don't know what.
No, running the last four of 1086. I'm not pulling your name, that billing amount, nothing on that billing date.
Well, they damn sure took it out because it's not pending today. It's gone.
I understand. Yes, I'm not referencing the fact that you weren't charged. I'm saying we don't have anything here in our system for you. I can try by running the billed cards for six numbers as well to try and narrow down these results, if you would wish.
Well, I got to find out where it went see if I can get it back, or at least part of it back.
What's the first six that was built?
Now, what do you need?
The first six numbers of the card that was built.
5-3-3-2-4-8.
Alrighty, and let me just confirm. You said the first six is 5-3-3-2-4-8, and the last four is 1086.
1086.
What state are you in?
New Mexico.
Let me see one thing. Appreciate your patience. I'm sorry, this page is being awfully slow loading some information. It'll be just one second.
That's okay. I was patient for a while this morning, and then I left my phone number, and so I've been patient all day waiting for you to call me. So I can be patient a while longer.
Okay. Ma'am, that card you were charged against, by any chance, is this a MasterCard?
Yes, ma'am.
If you wouldn't mind, could you confirm that MasterCard's expiration date?
7/25.
Okay, appreciate that. This is not correct. It doesn't have the correct billed amount either, but it had pulled using the last four. I just wanted to confirm this isn't the correct payment method. What I would suggest you do, because again, ma'am, I'm not saying you weren't charged. I understand that charge is on your account, but with me working for a third-party call center and I service about 200 different online vendors, I'm not exactly sure. Usually in these cases, there has been a customer support number mix-up or crossover. What I would recommend you do, because that charge amount isn't familiar, and if we had charged you anything, it would pull directly with the card that had been used. I would suggest that you go ahead and contact whatever card company it is through. Let them know that you are trying to contact the billing company and that you had dialed the phone number that's provided for the charge and we ran your billing information but aren't able to pull anything, and see if there's any other customer support number they could provide for that product.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. If I call Direct Express, the card owner, you know, to the government, they're going to send me a new card and then investigate it.
Oh. Well,
that's why I try to go through the people who do it.
Yeah.
You know, take my money. And even if I only get half of it back, it's better than having that. Because I've never had Direct Express pay off on a claim yet.
Right.
They just send me a new card, and I don't know that they even investigated. They just tell me that they couldn't find nothing.
Oh, wow. That sounds a little unhelpful.
That's why I try to work with whoever took my money out and that phone number there, you know, like I called y'all. That's why I try to do that, and most of the time I lose half my money, but at least it's better than losing all of it and having to get a new card. And this time of the year, it's a pain to get a new card, because then I have to change all my, you know.
You're right. I understand that frustration. I've been through something similar myself. I do apologize. I wasn't of more help on the matter, but yes, ma'am, by running the card here, we don't have anything matching on file. So I would definitely suggest trying to find any other customer support number to be able to contact that billing company. But my apologies.
Yeah, well, that was the one that was, like I said, on the, when I pulled up what it was for, when I pulled it up, that was the number, so that was the number we called. But then I'll hold off on it. I get the hard copy Maybe they'll have a different number on the hard copy of my statement. I get the statement in the mail after the 1st. I'll just have to wait till after the 1st of December and see if I can come up with another number.
All right.
Or maybe I could look in Google for this general fireplace.
You could try and see if that leads you anywhere.
Because I don't even know what that is. Okay,
well, I'm
well,
sorry I wasn't
you,
more help, but I appreciate you calling customer support, and I hope you have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.